I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Big shakeup at Microsoft. Robbie Bach and Jay Allard, who ran the Entertainment and Devices division, are leaving. They had helped guide projects like Xbox, Zune, and the recently canceled Courier tablet computer project. Google made its Chrome 5 internet browser official. It's been out for a while for Windows, Mac, and Linux, but only as a beta or test version. AT&T announced a plan to provide free Wi-Fi for its customers in Times Square. And you can walk into a Walmart today and find an Apple iPhone 3GS for just $97. That's over $100 less than what Apple sells it for. Half the cost? A bargain! Well, maybe. But then again, Apple is likely to unveil a brand new iPhone on June 7th, making the 3GS yesterday's news. And keep in mind that when you buy a new phone, you're also buying quite a commitment. John Biggs is the editor of the gadget site Crunch Gear. John, the phone itself, the actual device, is just the tip of the iceberg. What's the overall cost of this $97 phone?
Well, I mean, you're going to be expecting to pay $100, maybe a little more, a little less, for service every month. So you're talking about $1,200 on the low end, and if you have a family plan, you can get up into the 150s. Obviously, you get the phone fairly cheaply, but you're sort of hitching yourself to a fairly expensive ride with the plan.
What happens if you want to get out of your contract with AT&T?
In many cases, you have to pay an early termination fee, which at this point costs about $325.
And after all, the iPhone 3GS is... We think of it as being this thing that is about to be replaced by something newer and more amazing, but it was the new and amazing thing not even 1 year ago.
Oh, of course. That's the most frustrating thing about this. You never know what to buy. My recommendation is always you might as well just get something now, use it for as long as you can, and then and upgrade when you have to.
John Biggs from Crunch Gear. So if you take this bargain price and you get an iPhone from Walmart, you're pretty much saying that you won't get the new iPhone that Apple is about to release. There have been photos of a stolen prototype of that one online for weeks. Leander Caney is the editor and publisher of the website Cult of Mac. Leander, what will the new phone look like?
It has a front-facing camera and a flash on the back for taking pictures, and probably a much higher resolution camera, and a much nicer screen. This is how it's going to be sold, the iPhone HD.
Since the beginning of the iPhone, AT&T has been the only carrier for the iPhone. Is that expected to change?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation that Apple is going to move to one of the other carriers, and of course everyone wants it to move to the Verizon, which is the biggest carrier in the U.S. and has a really good reputation for running a rock-solid network. And I think that people might find that they should be careful what they wish for. In other words, if Verizon gets the iPhone and a lot of iPhones, their network may not be able to put up with the strain, just as AT&T's network wasn't.
Overall, do you think the $97 iPhone 3GS, do you think it's a good deal?
It's an excellent deal. In fact, you know, my wife is a good example of somebody who would go for a phone like this because she has destroyed every single cell phone she's ever owned. And she doesn't want to spend a lot of money on something that she knows she's going to ruin.
Okay. It's the drugstore sunglasses of smartphones.
Right, exactly.
Leander Caney from Cult of Mac. Finally, teenage singer Justin Bieber is everywhere online. He's the Donny Osmond of the digital age, got famous through YouTube, and now your internet is just soaked in Bieber. Greg Luch in New York City has a solution.
I built a browser bookmarklet and Firefox extension that allows you to censor all mentions of Justin Bieber from any web page online that you visit.
And how does it remove it? What do you see?
Once you click on it, it just goes through and it finds any image or mention of Justin Bieber or Justin Drew Bieber and just draws a big block over it. So basically, you just completely covers up any mention of it.
Do you feel there's too much Justin Bieber on the internet when you're on the internet?
For me personally, no. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of him, but I don't have anything against him.
You just wanted to see if it could be done?
Yes.
If I get really sick of big blocks on my web pages, can you build a script that'll replace them with Justin Bieber?
Potentially, yes.
You can find more about Greg's product. He prefers to think of it as an online art installation at futuretense.publicradio.org. Find us on Twitter. That's where Rich, one of our listeners, says of the $97 iPhone, it's certainly the first time I've considered going to a Walmart. You can find us on Twitter at Future Tense APM. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.